Jack, I'll maybe count on you to arrange that with whoever is going to be on it, Richard or...
Sure, I guess...
Well, Laverne and Terry have been...
Laverne is not on this call. She was on the call with us, and I think that she was included in this email, you know, coordination effort. Yeah.
That's fine. Someone will be on.
Good.
Any other questions? All right. The next report, then, is the staff teleconference work group. Terry, would you like to talk
about
that?
The initial scheduled staff teleconference, which didn't have correct membership, was canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we're going to meet the deadline of the next PMB meeting, but I think we should go ahead and have the teleconference. And I'm hoping that Serene can pick a couple dates that she's available that I can send out to the list and get to the invitees and get their feedback on those dates.
Okay, are you satisfied that you have the proper list now of people to invite?
Yes.
Okay, and Serene, is that agreeable with you?
I'll actually be in touch with Terry. I've been ill, as I left a message for Mary about that about the go-go, and this weekend, a couple of our stewards are actually out of town, but I'll try to choose some dates that work for at least the New York end of it, which will make it easier for everyone else. So,
great.
Terry, I'll be back in touch early this week.
Thank you.
Okay. Good.
Terry, this is Mary Berger. Do you need dates for the KPFA people, too?
Let me get a couple dates from Serene, maybe a weekday and a weekend.
Okay.
And then I'll send that out to all the invitees and see what their preference is.
Okay. We might have to revise the KPFA list to include some people. We're having some rather serious issues here about... increasingly few people being part of the UPSO.
I can barely hear you, Mary.
I'm sorry. We're having fewer people being part of the UPSO because of various disruptive things, and so we have people not signing up and therefore being disenfranchised, and we're going to have to do something.
Serena.
Oh, great.
Welcome.
Okay, Mary, thank you. Hello, Serena.
Hi.
Nice to have you. Good. Okay, Mary, so you'll take care of getting updated list to Terry.
Yeah, as soon as we... Yeah, well...
Well, your stewards haven't changed, have they?
Excuse me. Well, we don't actually have stewards.
We
have a council, but it's in... that I'm not sure that it can come together in a way that it is having serious problems. So there may be... Well, once we get the dates, we'll just take it from there.
Okay, that's very good. So we'll look for...
Terry, if you'll let me know those dates, too, and I'll see what...
I'll email you both if I generally...
Okay, great. Oh, Serene, that would be great.
Good. All right, and the last item is Patty Heffley on the WPSW Election Work Group. Patty, on call?
Yes, I am. Just a minute, please. Hold on a minute. I have to just get to my computer. I just had to answer the door. I'm just going right now. Well, basically, we haven't met since the first time we met. We met the work group met and formed a motion to the that I submitted to the national board the beginning of March. Maybe it's the 20th. I forget what. Let me just check that date. The 20th, February 20th.
Okay,
of 20th, we gave a motion to the national board with background information calling for that PFW holding new election. It got moved to the coordinating committee, where a motion was made that was brought to the national board this past Friday, and it did pass. And part of the mention here is that Basically, I'll just quickly read it because it does then include us again. Whereas no party is disputing. Now, I don't remember if this got amended, though.
No, it did not.
It didn't? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, whereas no party is disputing that during the WPFW election, two ballots were excluded and therefore not counted as a result of the way in which the ballots were filled out. And whereas these two ballots represent 10% of the total ballots cast, and 33% of the votes necessary to elect a representative in that election, and thus could potentially alter the outcome of the STV election of representatives, resolved, one, that a remedy is required, two, that potential remedies must be submitted to the PNB within 30 days and agreed to by the PNB and executed within 60 days, three, that such a remedy shall involve either a recount of all original ballots or the holding of a new election for representatives. 4. That recommendations on the preferred remedy may be submitted to the PNB by any or all of the following: the Coordinating Committee, the Elections Committee, the Governance Committee, and the WPFW-LSB. Minority reports from any committee submitting a recommendation will also be received, and that the WPFW-LSB may, as a remedy, choose to count the two excluded ballots and allow the election supervisor, Angela Luria, to certify the results of the retabulation of ballots. So we are free to provide a preferred remedy. Now, we already did this and once, and so I guess I would call that perhaps at the little subcommittee meet again, work group meet, and we just discuss whether or not we still support the remedy that we have since we've gotten the elections report with more information. And so I would like to probably in the next week or so organize a working group that we can all meet and discuss the resolution that we passed before and the committee report, the LSB report that Carol Wolf sent out, and decide if we're still happy with our remedy and to put forward to the board.
Can I ask a question, please?
Zarina would like to ask one also.
And who was it who just asked?
Melinda.
Melinda, and then Zarina. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Melinda.
Okay. My question is this, because I have run across this myself. What if you get a ballot and you've clearly stated on there, you know, okay, everybody has to vote a particular way, and they just send you something back that you just can't read? What do you do?
To that?
Yeah.
Well, you've put a condition in that didn't exist in Washington as far as what I can see of the ballot. It didn't say anything about or your ballot would be taken away. It just simply said you vote by number and no duplications. That doesn't mean the whole ballot would be invalid necessarily. The vote that was duplicated might be, and all the rest might be accepted.
Okay. Well, I'm talking about, like, for example, let's say, okay, you've got to put in a number, let's say, for example, in descending order where you got more than one vote you can do.
Yeah.
And the person puts instead letters.
We have always accepted those here, and we've written up some procedures, which maybe I should be sending to people, of how you interpret ballots, and if they put letters, it's clear that they...
But the problem is this. The problem is that that doesn't necessarily say what descending order it is, because if they put them all in one line, you don't know who's to be first, who's to be second, who's to be third.
This is... Our point is the discussion that, you know... this is a common problem, and that's why the body is to be looking at these ballots and see if people can figure out what it means, because the importance of counting a person's vote is much higher than not counting a vote. I mean, it's imperative.
What if you count it wrong?
This is not the issue anyway. I don't know. Does the chair want to take this, or am I on? Is this a committee of mine, sort of?
Well, I think maybe Melinda raises an issue that this whole committee should be
like
dealing with, and that is
issuing
some guidelines.
But
right now,
like
probably it's out of order because we're still dealing with the one particular issue that Patty raised. Richard.
Right, which is the working group. People can join and talk about the remedy.
Right, Richard.
I think it's going to be very cumbersome here to talk about various hypotheticals.
Mm-hmm.
The procedure as defined that's supposed to be followed is if there is a question like that, it's supposed to go to the whole body for review and make a decision on it. But I agree with Mary. I've counted, on the first election, I've probably inputted 400 ballots, and I work with a local election supervisor to go over a whole bunch of others with Mary and other people. And the intention always has to be inclusive. And if you can figure out a way that makes sense by looking at it, then you include it. If you can't, you don't. And that's what we did many, many times that weekend when we were counting the 5,000 ballots that were cast. And I think that's got to be our mindset that, you know, if somebody puts down ABC, you just count that as 1, 2, 3. But anybody tonight can come up with 18 different hypotheticals that we all could go, well, without seeing them, we wouldn't know what to say. And that's the whole point, is that they need to then be reviewed by that body, meaning the WPFW-LSB should have convened and looked at those and made a decision, which they didn't do.
I'm just
Jack on the stack, please.
Yes, and I'm going to put myself on the stack, Jack. And Mary, do I hear?
Yeah, this was Jane I asked to be on the
Jane,
stack.
All right.
Carol Wolf asking to be on the stack.
Mm-hmm. I hope we're not going to get into a whole discussion of how to count ballots here, but Jack, go ahead.
Okay, very brief.
Zarina was on before this person.
Zarina? Oh, I'm sorry, Zarina. I must have missed
you.
All right, Jack, if you'll excuse me. And
no problem.
I'm going to go first. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry I'm late. I had several other events and a funeral to go to today.
Oh, well, glad to have you here.
My question is, and I have several questions, because I was selected to be on the election committee before this working group was formed. So I'd like to ask, how was this working group formed? Why does this committee not include anyone from WPFW, and how is it that this working group is all white? I don't want to necessarily bring in the race issue, but there is one, because WPFW happens to be pretty more than 50% in terms of the LSB, African-American. And I wanted to know, where do you all want to go with this? Because we at WPFW have made and taken the steps that were required. So I want to know how long this is going to go on with the PMB and this working group, and are there other things that we can be working on? So that's several questions, but since there seems to be a committee of one, and then a committee.
Pardon me, I'm
excuse
the chair.
Me.
Patty.
Serena has the floor, and then we'll
excuse
take
me.
A sec. Go ahead,
I
Serena.
Never, the emails that I have gotten were not from a committee initially, and I just want to know, again, I'll ask the questions and be brief. How was this working group formed? Why does this committee not include anyone from WPFW? Why is the committee composed of all Caucasians? And where are you going with this, since WPFW, the LSB, has taken steps to remedy the situation?
Okay, the committee was formed by those people that volunteered to give time to do it. You were not on the call that night. It was passed on to 218 or so. We had an elections meeting. And we made an election, formed a working group. It passed on 219, moved that the elections committee establish a working group, including but not limited to Patty Heffley, Terry Goodman, Don White, Mary Berg, and Richard Phelps, to ascertain facts surrounding the WPFW delegates election for listener, sponsor, representative, directors, and if warranted, to develop a proposal for PNB action on this matter to be presented to the PNB at the next special or regular meeting, and that did pass. And so that's the working group. Those are the people that that volunteered. Those were the people on that call that night that volunteered. There is nobody keeping anybody out on any in any purpose. Everyone is free to join the committee and the working group and work on this issue. As to the other issue of I can't really answer. Nobody's leaving anybody out of anything here. And I am not a committee of one. Unfortunately, the working group doesn't have a Yahoo group. I'm not going to form one. I am not. I am just doing work of the committee, and a group of people met, and I wrote the report with the people, and I mailed it under my name. So initially means that, yes, initially a motion was sent out so people could read it in time so they could respond instead of getting things at the last minute. And then later, a complete report motion was sent out to the full board again. So I'm a little, no good work deed goes unpunished in Pacifica.
I would like to interrupt with a point of information here, Zarina. The reason no one from W was on is that no one from W has been on this committee. We've had terrible trouble getting to you, and Jane appeared tonight. No one had told me that she had been elected to the committee. Rob effectively resigned some time ago, so there just hasn't been anyone from W on this committee, which answers your question. And I frankly don't want to dignify the question of why the members are all Caucasians. We work with the members of the committee as they appear, and that is who is here. And that is that's the response to that.
Okay, I only need to say, this is Zarina speaking, that I was not made aware of this meeting that happened on 2/19. I don't have an email to that effect at all previous to that meeting. So I thought it rather, for me, rather suspicious, as did some of the other LSB members, that this committee was formed and that there was even a meeting. Carol Wolf was also on this election committee. I was only put on this committee or elected to this committee after that, the PMB quarterly board meeting in January.
I'm sorry.
Not get anything on for the meeting in February. I never, almost a month later, I never got anything.
Serena,
no,
I will check my email. I will check my email and find out when you were notified. But I was not notified.
And I'm not sure
that you were elected.
I'm not sure who's speaking.
I'm sorry. This is Carolyn Burden,
voice.
The chair of the committee,
okay.
And I have been trying to reach you for quite some time. I will check my emails because I know that for quite a while I didn't have contact information for you, and I asked people to contact you, including Carol and Rob.
That is so crazy. I've had the same number and email address.
Excuse me, I have had no contact with you, and I have not, and I didn't know you were elected. I think we do have a communications problem because I don't think there is an official list. Some people just finished up their elections. And so I think that to attribute it to deliberate, to the implication that it is deliberately ignoring you is, I think, quite unfair. Because we have really worked hard to get people to respond to my emails and invitations to join
point
this committee.
Point of information, Carol, I was elected at the quarterly board meeting in January. So that was a month before that particular meeting. I don't know how anybody was notified.
Exactly.
Everybody that was elected as far as reps were concerned from all the different stations that was all done during that particular meeting, the quarterly board meeting in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone who is at, I would think, on all the local boards at least knew who the directors were that were placed, elected, selected, however, on all these different committees.
Well, I would perhaps this is the time for the second
inquisition of the new, the newest, latest motion and resolution passed that there must be something wrong here. Maybe you'd like to send it to the new five-person committee that there's something wrong here.
Well, Patty, I think that's out of order, and I don't think we need to go there. But I think the question of notification is a larger issue, and I don't think you can assume that simply because people are elected that the proper committees they were elected to were notified. The people who were elected notified me, and the other people on their committees notified me, and friends of friends notified me. So that is how I found out who was on this committee. I don't think that the fact that you don't think you got timely notification has to do with any ill will or ill intent. I think we have a rather long stack here, so I would like to move on, if we could. There's Jack. Jane, Carol, Richard, and I don't know if anyone else.
I would like to be on the stack.
Would like to be added to the stack.
I'm sorry, Jack, Jane, Carol, Richard, and who spoke next?
I did.
Serene would like to get on the stack.
Serene.
Mm-hmm. I spoke.
Mary.
Mary Berg.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison Wild, please.
Harrison. Okay.
Oh, Harrison.
Okay, good to have you, Harrison. Didn't know you were. All right, now Jack is next.
Okay, it's Jack Van Aken from KPFK. I have heard the assertion numerous times that the ballot with which was indicated with letters A, B, C, D should simply be interpreted to mean 1, 2, 3, 4. Until I saw the report from Carol Wolf, I did not know that the ballots indicated the candidates by letter A, B, C, D, E. Consequently, that introduces a level of ambiguity which I think is being overlooked by the committees. I have yet to hear anyone suggest to me how you could determine whether those letters were indicating candidates or ranks. That's my point.
All right. Jane?
One thing that is important is that we had six candidates, and it was so confusing having the attempt to refer to the candidates as A, B, C, D. I had made the recommendation to people, why don't we write the candidates' names down in the slot? And I know all the ballots that I looked at, people had written the name. I know I wrote the names down because I couldn't possibly keep track of it myself. So that's just an answer to Jack.
Okay.
Thank you.
Carol?
Sorry, this is Jane from WPFW. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Carol?
Carol from WPFW. I just wanted to reiterate what Jack just said, that if we made an attempt to interpret that ballot, we may well be creating a ballot and reflecting a decision that really had nothing to do with the intent of the person who cast the ballot.
Richard?
I just want to say that I really find the racial connotation offensive because in that question, because the reality here is that the people that are complaining about the way the election came out are also African American. So it's not as if it's a group of white people who are making the decision to support some of the white people. There's a group of African American people that I met with and talked to in D.C. that had these complaints. So I just want to make that clear.
Okay. Serene. Serene?
Yeah, I'd like to say that Zarina's concern about the lack of notification with regard to meetings, particularly of this committee, comes as no surprise to me, since members of my own board failed to notify me about meetings at the beginning of this committee last year. And I think I got notice an hour or so before the first meeting, although, of course, we all had each other's emails and several people had each other's phone numbers. So that can be blown off as something not worth responding to, but I don't think it's insignificant. I do think it represents a pattern of behavior among certain members of the Pacifica community. But further, we were all present at the National Board meeting, and Teresa Allen, I understand, distributed a list of directors who had been elected to various committees, and certainly that information was available to all PNB members, although it may not have been sent on to PNB members, and there are PNB members on this call, including people who were part of that working group, who became part of that working group. So to not have at least had the decency, the respect, the concern, whatever term you want to use, to notify members of at least the director who was the first person known to be a member of the Elections Committee from Washington, D.C., is also something that I don't think should simply be blown off.
Point of procedure, Serene, excuse me, your comments are going towards motivation, and if you could just keep to the facts without talking about people's intents, I think it would make it
I said that
easier.
I found that behavior objectionable, and I do. I think further that we were all present at the National Board meeting, when at the end of the National Board meeting, I think on Sunday, Jane brought a motion indicating that she intended, in fact, to refer this matter back to her local station board for
a vote on reconsidering or not reconsidering on the 8th, I think was their meeting, the 8th of February. So to move ahead without having gotten an official report from the chair or having had this matter referred to it by the Sisters of the National Board, and to prejudge without all the parties present and to come up with a series of recommendations, regardless of how one feels about the initial election results or about whether or not any of the motions that have been offered actually make sense or are a reasonable remedy. The fact is that, you know, if something, if the process, and, you know, we're all very attached to process, when it's not some people when it suits them, some people rather consistently, if the process stinks, the results will also smell. You know, so I would ask that people actually be consistent. This prejudging, and again, this has nothing to do with however one may feel about the people who either have objections, have problems with the election results, or those who celebrate the election results. That is not the issue. The point is that we have to honor the process, and we have to respect everyone involved in the process, including, you know, and I would hope that the members of this committee attempt to do that a little better than it seems they have done so far with regard to this matter.
Well, point of information, this committee, I think, has followed
point of information
very proper procedure, and I take exception
point of order,
to the question that perhaps that we have not
point
done
of order,
that.
Point of order?
Yes.
A point of information is a question.
Is a question.
And nor does the chair have a right to simply inject herself into the stack after each member speaks.
Okay, next on the stack.
Wait,
is
point
Mary.
Of order.
Yes.
Will the chair please make a ruling on this point of order? Either it's sustained or it's not.
Well taken.
Or it's well taken or it's not well taken.
Well, it's well taken that it's not a point of order. I think I was trying to clarify something, point of information. If I recollect, Serene was not at the meeting at which that committee was formed. Is that correct, Serene?
Carolyn, that's irrelevant. Nor are you ruling on my points of order.
Mm-hmm.
They were that, one, you simply cannot inject yourself into the stack and make a comment after each member speaks. That is one. And the second is, if you wish to make a comment, you join the stack and make your comment. A point of information is a request for information. You did not request information. You made a comment, as you've been doing after everyone speaks, and that is inappropriate.
I thank you for the comment, and I was correcting your misinformation, which perhaps I did not do correctly. And I apologize for my lack of parliamentary procedure.
Point of
Mary is next on the stack, please.
I have a point of information, please.
Are you through,
yes.
Serene?
No.
No, I have a point of information.
Okay.
When will officer elections be held for this committee?
We've brought that up.
No, I don't think so. I think they continue.
We should address that soon.
I don't know. Right. I don't know why we would be dead. I don't know.
I don't think anyone has an answer for that, Serene.
Okay.
All right, Mary?
Terry has a
question.
Terry? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When a member puts it on the agenda.
Okay.
A request to be added to the agenda.
All right. Thank you. Mary, I believe you were next.
Yeah. Okay. I really do want to separate the intentions and I think a lot of rancor, and I'm sorry for the rancor, and I understand where it comes from on both sides. But as it happens, I can say, as the pro tem secretary on Sunday, yes, Teresa handed out, she went and photocopied things at the desk. I had one, my own that I made, I gave up on because I had lost track of some things, and hers was in good shape, so I was going to use hers. When we cleared up the papers there, I didn't get that when I was at home. What I had was my crappy one, and I didn't have the good one. I had to wait till she could mail it to me, and I didn't even get to request that for a while. So there was a huge delay. There were further delays that by that time it was Teresa. We've had a real communications problem on getting who is in the committees, and even when we had the names, how to contact them, and some people had two or three addresses, and they didn't seem to work. And we have had that's a serious problem, but it certainly was no one's intention because it it involved a whole lot of little pieces, that not one action by one person. That's one thing I want to say, and I hope we all bear this in mind for everybody's peace of mind. The next thing is that there can be mistakes made in an election. We've had four of them here, and we've looked, then we do the Monday morning quarterbacking and find what went wrong, but it doesn't mean that it was any intent or malfeasance or negligence or anything. It's just in hindsight we see better. I have, as to the letters, Jack said, well, if the candidates are listed ABC, how would you know? Well, the handwritten ABC is obviously the voters putting it after the A. Now, how a voter would know who A was doesn't have to do with whether they mark the ballot with a letter or a number or whatever. They still, if they use numbers, how do we know they knew who A was? That's a different issue, and yes, it would be better to put the names. People learn from that next time. But there's not a reason necessarily to say that you have to throw ballots out that are lettered. I don't see how there can be any confusion. One is a printed thing and one is a handwritten thing. And so, lastly, I want to say that I just sent out some guidelines that we have used here, that Les Radke and the STV group here in California, and we have used in our elections,
Fair
in
vote.
Order to help try to interpret the intentions of voters. And I just mailed that out to the list if people want to look at it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Mary. Harrison, I think you were next.
Perhaps I don't understand exactly what's going on here. I certainly don't understand all of the reasons for the rancor, but I wonder if the issue that's being dealt with by this working group is not completed, that perhaps it's time to add some people from WPFW to that committee.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Well, I think whoever wants to be on that committee should contact Patty, and... Patty, if you could meet with that group as soon as possible so that whatever you decide could go into the report, I would very much appreciate that.
Point of information.
It'll have to be an oral report, an oral minority report at the PNB, which is always a little complicated.
Point of information, does everyone here have Patty's address so that anyone who wants to be on that little group can email her?
People can just mail to the Pacifica Elections Yahoo groups and say that they want
okay.
to. But then that means that we have to meet and everybody, and we, you know.
Well, everyone may not be subscribed, Patty. That's why I'm...
Almost
I'm
everyone wanting. Is now, actually. The membership list is open to everyone,
is
and our
Jane,
emails are all available there.
Yes, Carolyn, this is Jane. Do I have to send you some information about myself? Or?
I would appreciate it. Just how to reach you. That would be very good, and I'll put you on the list as soon as the call is over.
Are we sure that Zarina and Carol and Jane and Harrison are all getting the PAC elections emails?
Harrison just got on the list yesterday. Is that correct, Harrison?
I'll be able to get information one way or another.
Yes, we talked on the phone, and he
and how about
has
the other
access.
People?
And Carol is on and has been getting information.
And Zarina.
Mm-hmm.
Point of information, Serena.
Yes, Serena.
Are you suggesting that the working group go forth, come back with the decision that you will then incorporate into the committee's report without bringing it back to the committee? Is that what I understood you to say?
Well, if there's something that they're recommending with regard to a motion that you've already passed, then I probably would add that into the report. But as I say, I will pass this report around, and if you have objections to that inclusion, you can certainly state them.
Well, I think it's the wrong process to have work from a working group inserted into a committee report without it having been brought back to the full committee for discussion.
All right, I will certainly note that.
Well, I that is...
Patty.
Can Zarina get back on the stack, please?
Zarina, yes. Anyone else on the stack before
Terry.
We end this up? Terry. Okay. Go ahead, Zarina.
I would like to know how this election committee working group is even supposed to be working on this any longer when it was already referred to the other committees and other PMB committees that are supposed to come up with some resolve, including the WPFW LSB, it was never said that the election committee, working group, or the election committee, for that matter, is to continue to work to resolve the issue of what has happened at WPFW. It was already referred to governance, the coordinating committee, back to WPFW, and one other committee, which I forget right at the moment.
The election.
So I've I want to know how, you know, the election committee working group has anything to do with this any further. And furthermore, let me just say that when I was elected on the election committee, again, I need to say, yes, Teresa had sent around the information, and also I had even stated there, which was on the stream, that I was elected reluctantly, and everyone was sitting there at that time when that was said. So the people who are on the election committee that are on the PMB were well aware of the fact that I was the person that was selected from WPFW. I was asked by, and I won't say any names, several people who from other stations to make sure they were elected to the election committee. So when I was elected, I was the only one from WPFW who even felt like, okay, I'll do it, because the other three said absolutely not. And people on the PMB at that meeting, the quarterly board meeting, were aware of that. We saw what was happening, and you heard me. So this is not, it's not new, and a whole month went past, and then you decide to have a meeting, and I was already on that committee. So, okay, that's from the past. Now I hope it can be corrected, and that we understand that this is not an issue that is just to be sitting with the election committee working group. That is not what was stated. And so I hope that it's clear that the committees that were already asked to perform this task are going to do that, and that this is not a part of the working group.
Can I be on the staff?
This is Patty. This is Patty. To clarify the motion that was passed at the board coordinating committee and passed at the PMB, says recommendations on the preferred remedy may be submitted to the PMB by any or all of the following: the coordinating committee, the elections committee, the governance committee, and the WPFW LSB. What this committee decides to do with this stuff is our business. If we need a working group to deal with this, or we want to deal with it in the whole group, is our choice.
And I'm on this committee. Thank you.
And yes, can we move the agenda? See, here, Madam Chair, we've spent a half hour discussing things that can simply be people said, I'm sorry, let's move on. But that's not how these things work. And I apologize for my earlier outburst, but I have things to do. I could hang up soon.
Well, I think you're correct about moving the agenda. Thanks, Richard, and then we will move on. Do you have another comment, Richard?
No, Patty made the point that I was going to make about the coordinating committee assigning it to various committees, one of them being us. So we're not stepping over our bounds.
Terry was on the stack.
Oh, I'm sorry, Terry. Did I miss part of the stack? Yes, go ahead, Terry.
Yeah, this is kind of in the way of personal privilege, but I didn't want to raise it as a point. I maintain a list of all PMB committee members on the KPFK website, and I did identify all the directors by listening to the audio of the PMB meeting, not having received any report from Teresa on that. I am still missing committee memberships information from WPFW and KPFT, and I would like to request that members from those station areas on this call send me any information they have on the committee elections from their stations or the national committee.
Yep,
so I can put it on the website.
Terry, this is Jane Gatewood. I can do that. I'm the acting secretary, so I'd be glad to do that.
A point of personal privilege, could you speak louder or closer to the phone, Jane, or something? I couldn't hear what you said.
All right. Very good. Thank you very much, Terry and Jane.
Point of information from Zarina, I did give our secretary of the PMB all of that information as we did it this past Wednesday. So I spoke with Teresa, and I believe Teresa also spoke with Jane the following day. So they have all that information.
I don't want to get into this, and I will document the fact that I think that I have made numerous attempts to contact people who say they were not contacted, and I really do not think it's something we need to spend any more time on, and we'll let the record speak for itself.
Excuse me, I'm only talking about our committees. I'm talking about
right.
all of our committee mm-hmm. information was sent to Teresa. Is she the secretary of the PMB, or is Carrie Goodman or somebody else? It was sent to Teresa, who requested it, and she's the one who will distribute it to the listserv and whatever. But it was sent to the proper person.
Thank you, Zarina, for that information. I think that my understanding is that Teresa has been very busy, and not all of the information has gotten around as quickly as it might have. But that's another issue. All right, our next point of...
She also says she hasn't got it all yet. I don't know from where.
Our next point of business is the motion regularizing membership status, postponed from February 19th. And does everyone have that in front of them?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe Carrie and Serene both want to be on stack.
All right. Mary, would you mind reading that for the benefit of people listening?
Okay.
Thank you.
Motion regularizing membership status. This was postponed from February 19th. Whereas Pacifica is a membership organization whose members have voting rights to vote for representatives at each of the five stations, and whereas every member of the foundation must be assigned to one of the five stations for purposes of validating membership and voting for directors at that station, and whereas a large number of members have joined Pacifica who live outside of any signal area, and whereas some people have been registered as members by other people, quote, gift subscriptions, unquote, contrary to the requirements of a membership organization, which requires evidence of voluntary association, be it resolved that the Elections Committee shall survey each station and the national office to assess the scope, status, and location of these unaffiliated and involuntary memberships, and that the committee shall recommend measures to apportion unaffiliated members to stations for purposes of information and balloting, and that the committee shall recommend measures to ensure that recipients of gift memberships are required to validate their memberships before becoming legal members of the foundation, and that the committee shall publish an interim progress report by April 1, 2006, and send recommendations as developed to the National Elections Supervisor or, in his or her absence, to the Executive Director by May 2006.
Okay.
So there are four paragraphs.
All right, that is open for discussion. Terry, anyone else on the stack?
This is Harrison. I'd like to
be on the stack.
I'm sorry?
Harrison?
Yes, you were already put on, Serene. Harrison?
Yes, please.
All right. Go ahead, Terry.
Okay, yes. The motion does misstate the bylaws. Only contributors who have affiliated with the station are members of the foundation with the right to vote. Those who have contributed in response to national appeals are not members of the foundation with rights to vote, and I believe that is intentional. So those who are not affiliated do not have rights to vote, and we needn't survey our membership to identify and give them the right to vote. The issue of gift memberships, however, is valid and is a valid concern of this committee, and so I will not support this motion as it is presented, but would likely support a substitute motion if it was presented that addressed only the issue of gift membership.
Point of information.
Yes, Ted.
Is Terry making amendments?
No, I'm just speaking against the motion at this time.
Mm-hmm. Well, Serene?
The portion of the bylaws that Terry refers to is, in fact, the definition of members of the foundation, which is for those following. Looking at the bylaws,
I can't hear.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you if you could turn your phone down a little, because you actually sound like you're shouting every time you speak as opposed to everyone else on the call, Richard.
Oh, sorry.
And I'm doing my best to speak loudly, but this is as good as the voice gets these days. I'll move the phone as close as I can. Article 3 defines members of the foundation, and it says specifically that you have contributed to any foundation radio station. So that if the national office intends, I think someone mentioned that there's some idea of possibly putting a checklist so you can indicate what your preferred station or your regional station is on future contributions to the foundation. That's fine and good, but it doesn't change the definition of sponsors, of who members are. And if that's something that you want to do, that actually becomes a bylaw change, and I think you need to use the right approach to make that change. On the issue of gift memberships, I know certainly here in New York, and I believe in a number of other areas, the practice of gift memberships has existed for a very long time. The language of the motion, which says that gift memberships are, in fact, contrary to the requirements of a membership organization, I'm not an attorney, nor do I pretend to be one, but I would argue that because we have in practice, and this is one of the many changes of the bylaws that affect the way stations operate that I think just simply were not taken into consideration during the drafting process and need to be looked at during the revision process. But in the meantime, those people who have received gift memberships, which is something that we generally recommend, hey, you know, a high school student, here's a way to get them into what's really happening and what they need to know. Send them a gift membership, they'll get the folio, they'll get information about the station. So to suddenly decide, well, okay, all you people who didn't make that call yourself to get the membership, you're no longer considered members, or rather how we go about proving that if, in fact, the check comes in my sister's name, that is that a gift membership automatically, or could it be that I've given her the cash to write the check? I mean, I think we're moving into a very murky area that cannot simply be put into these are questions that we may want to discuss and that we may want to make bylaw changes, procedure policy changes within the stations to address. But I think to say to someone at this point, hey, I don't care if you just, you know, made a pledge, the check wasn't in your name or the money order didn't come from you or you used your cousin's credit card, and therefore, as far as we're concerned, you're a gift member and therefore not eligible to vote, I think that's unacceptable.
Anyone else want to speak to this?
Yes, I would.
I'm on the track.
This
I'm sorry,
Ted.
I'm Ted, and I'm sorry, who else?
Harrison was next.
I'm sorry, I don't recognize voices.
Harrison was next.
Harrison
was next.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Ted after Harrison, I guess.
All right. Harrison, go ahead, please.
I think that there are two separate issues here and that we should separate this motion into its two parts, one concerning gift memberships and the other concerning contributions, people who contribute to the national. So I'm moving that we separate the motion.
And where do you want to separate it?
I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
all
the
right.
Two issues, let's see.
Point of information?
Yes, sir.
Or maybe this is a procedural issue. If one part of this motion is clearly bylaw illegal because it attempts to redefine membership, why are we even separating it? It simply cannot be voted on. It has to be struck.
I will speak to that and put myself on the stack after Ted. Ted, I think you were next.
So we're going to be discussing separation now?
I think so. But let's
Well, that was a point of procedural inquiry. So is there someone who has an answer?
Well,
I said I would speak to that. I think Ted was next, however.
Okay.
Ted, go ahead.
Well, go ahead. Why don't you and I'll defer if you don't. I'd like to hear your answer.
Well, I think that the discussion, the explanation and description of what the motion contains is a little bit exaggerated. In fact, it doesn't require a bylaws change at all, but it does require adherence to the bylaws. We cannot have two separate...
Sorry, what did you just say?
I say it requires adherence to the bylaws. We cannot have two separate classes of membership. We do need to have voluntary association. And to give gift memberships amounts, in effect, to buying a vote, which is the reason why California Code does not allow gift memberships in membership organizations. So the section that says it shall survey each station and the national office, that could be separated into the two questions. One is gift memberships, and the other is the unaffiliated donor's status. But the question of the gift memberships would be a question of going into the database and finding out exactly how many of these people we have and asking them, in fact, to indicate that they do intend to become members themselves. I don't think that that's an insurmountable task. Going forward, I think what we do need to do also is to set up procedures so that people who are given gifts could perhaps be given gift certificates with which to turn in and request a membership, which seems to me would cover the issue. But there is a question there, and it's not unreasonable to ask people to indicate that they want to be members in a membership organization, and in fact it's required. So I definitely agree that we could separate this into two separate motions. The unaffiliated question.
Hey guys, this is Melinda. I'm afraid I'm going to have to call it a night.
Okay, Melinda, thank you for being here.
Thanks, Melinda.
I'll talk with you guys later.
All
hope
right.
So.
Okay, bye.
Carolyn, could I ask a point of information? What
yes.
The California code number is on the...
I don't have it. I was afraid someone was going to ask me that. I don't have it,
what?
Ted. Someone who cited this to me gave it, and I've misfiled it somewhere. But I will certainly look it up.
Thanks.
The question is that we're not allowed to have... memberships can't be given or donated.
I told him I was calling it a night.
I'm sorry?
I got to be at work tomorrow morning at 7:30.
Linda has not hung up her phone.
She has not hung up her phone or muted herself, right?
Point of order?
Yes.
She's leaving us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if the chair is recognizing Harrison's motion to divide, I have that text available.
Wonderful. Okay.
That would mean keep the divided motion would be paragraphs 5, 6, 8, and 9, and it would read as follows. Whereas some people have been registered as members by other people, paren gift subscriptions, close paren, contrary to the requirements of a membership organization, which requires evidence of voluntary association, be it resolved that the Elections Committee shall survey each station and the national office to assess the scope, status, and location of these unaffiliated and involuntary memberships, and that the committee shall recommend measures to ensure that recipients of gift memberships are required to validate their memberships before becoming legal members of the foundation, and that the committee shall publish an interim progress report by April 1st, 2006, and send recommendations as developed to the National Election Supervisor or in his absence to the executive director by May 2006.
Mary Berg, may I speak to that? I think there's a correction that's needed.
Yes, I
think that's good, Terry, but I think unaffiliated is one category, involuntary is another. So you are giving the involuntary ones first, so I think the unaffiliated comes out. The unaffiliated are the people who are not attached to a station. So it should just say involuntary, I believe.
Correct. That's in paragraph 6.
Yeah.
Attaboy.
And the date may also need to change.
Attaboy.
Pardon? Well, yeah, the date is. Yeah. It won't be April Fool's, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's this late date.
So I don't think there's any objection to redacting unaffiliated and.
No, that sounds...
Are you going to email that on Rich, Terry?
Yeah, aren't you? Pretty please.
That sounds very good. So that would be your to divide.
That's
and then the rest
divide.
Is in the oven.
I'm happy with that.
Portion of it.
Good. Are there any objections to that?
Can you email
only
me?
If Terry doesn't send it.
Okay, I'll send it.
He sends it, I'm happy as a little clam.
All right. So that will stand. And
point of information, is it my turn? This
yes,
is Ted.
Go ahead, Ted.
I am concerned about the word elections committee in each of these resolved, and I'm wondering if it is the intent of the maker of the motion that all 12 of us do this. My suggestion as one possible option, I would think that that is not the intention. My suggestion would be that that the representatives of the election committee at each station deal with this on a local basis and report back at the next meeting of this committee. But if the maker of the motion has a better intent, then I'd like to give it. I'm also concerned about these dates that we've thrown in here, and I don't know whether or not they're realistic, if and if they necessarily have to be April 1st and May of 2006. If they can be pushed back by a month, that would give us the time, perhaps, to do the work that's involved here. But the term elections committee definitely has me confused.
All right, point well taken. I just assumed that the committee would delegate or authorize as it saw necessary and just use that as sort of a generic term for the responsible body, which would be the committee. Whether it decides to work with work groups or individuals is a question. My only thought about having individual people do it at their own stations is that it might be a fix that could be done through the MEMSIS system that could be universally applied and much more efficient that way rather than have everybody develop a local method. I did write to our station manager at WBAI to explain the situation, and she is looking into it, and I haven't yet contacted anyone at MEMSIS to ask how that would be done, but I think it would be a question of breaking down fields and going in and getting out the data, which I understand is possible. But
yeah.
I think it depends on how individual people have entered the data at their own stations. I'm sorry, I can hardly hear. Who was that?
Jane asked to get on the statute.
Jane.
Well,
okay.
I did. This is me.
And Serena.
Okay,
all
I'm
right, going
to talk screen to the phone instead of this damn headset. Okay.
There we go. Much better. Thank you.
Yeah. I don't understand, first of all, where we are. Was the motion to separate, is that going to happen, or?
Yes, we didn't take a vote on that, did we? Are there any objections to separating the motion? We numbered the paragraphs, which are not numbered in the original. And 5, 6, 8, and 9, is that correct, Terry?
Yes.
That those four
paragraphs
should constitute a separate motion.
With a change to paragraph 6.
With a change to paragraph 6, eliminating...
What, 8 paragraphs? Or,
and four,
sorry,
four
of,
paragraphs.
Point of information. Mm-hmm. Point of information?
Yes.
The original motion that I have has 8 paragraphs. So how are we able to separate paragraph 9? Or was there...
I probably counted
the name
thing
of
that
the
says motion
correct,
as a paragraph.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Point of information. Terry was... I think going to send this out anyway.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, it's
he did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think I'm next on this stuff.
Yes.
Well, no. I wanted
Jane.
To. I'll pass for now.
All right.
Well, I think once someone asks for something to be divided, if there are two separate things, it's automatically divided, isn't it? Anyway,
Good question, Ted.
I'm looking it up right now.
Okay.
On Ted's question with regard to the language of the Elections Committee shall survey, I think it's fine for the Elections Committee to ask the general managers of the stations to have their membership departments conduct that survey, but I don't think the Elections Committee ought to be digging in Memphis, which is what this language might lend some to believe they have the authority to do. So I would want to amend the language of what is now the second paragraph of the divided motion.